You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB. Taking the pulse of the city, the capital letter on Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now is New Zealand's Herald's Wellington's issue reporter, Georgina Campbell. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Let's start with Shelley Bay. You've written a huge story about Shelley Bay and the wider peninsula where Peter Jackson bought the land last year. Where are things sitting at? Because I drive through it probably once a week. Go and have a coffee or a sandwich at chocolate fish. Not a lot's happening there. I mean, the chocolate fish is fantastic and it's great and it's open and it's maverick, but around the whole area, not a lot's happening.
Yeah, I wanted to sort of look into this because Sir Peter Jackson and Dame Fran Welsh have said recently, or I guess reminded me recently, that they're quite keen for the rest of that area of the peninsula to become this long-promised reserve. And I was like, what is this long-promised reserve? So I decided to find out. It was actually first announced in 2011, a 76-hectare reserve on Watts Peninsula. So that's the area sort of directly above Shelley Bay on that
where the jail is?
Peninsula. Yes, it is land adjacent to where the prison land is. Quite a lot of land up there. Anyway, more than a decade later, obviously, the long-promised reserve is yet to be realised. Pretty interesting up there. It's former New Zealand Defence Force land, home to historic military gun emplacements and former ammunition magazines. There's also several historical pass sites, so the land is culturally significant to iwi, and they have first right of refusal over this land. Now, they were keen on the former prison site to build up to 700 new homes, including multi-storey apartments, townhouses. What does that remind you of, Shelley Bay?
Yep.
But it failed to get fast-track consent. The ministry, MHUD, has since confirmed it's no longer progressing with that plan in partnership with the iwi. So that leaves iwi back to square one in terms of housing.
Could they go again now that under the new RMA and all that sort of stuff?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. And I also talked to the minister about this, the Land Information Minister, Chris Pink, and he said he was expecting updated advice on the future of Watts Peninsula soon. And he said he's made his expectations clear to Lynns that they should make progress towards resolving this matter as soon as possible. So look, everything's a bit in limbo, but I have done a very long read about it in the Herald that I would recommend reading it because it's really interesting. Like, there's lots of history and it's a big piece of land in Wellington.
It is. It is a massive piece of land in Wellington. And really, as I say, nothing's really happening apart from the chocolate fish. I'm not going to dodge that because that's doing well and it's great that it's open again. There's nothing apart from some fencing, there's nothing going on. I want to talk to you about a woman's issue.
Yes.
Can I talk to you about women's issues? Of course I can. You've written a story about gynecology treatment in Wellington. Women aren't being referred to treatment unless they're very serious, like cancer. This is pretty troubling for our women of Wellington region.
It really is, and I think it will affect a lot of women living in Wellington. So basically, they're being left in quite debilitating pain, looking for answers, not getting the care that they need, because GPs are being told, you know, not to refer patients to gynecology clinics unless it's urgent or it's suspected that they have cancer. So this means that they can't even get on the waiting list. So this isn't even a story about long waiting lists. This is about women who can't even get on the long waiting lists. And
how is this allowed to happen when we know that, and I'm a man, but I have been with a woman a long time, so I know and understand that a lot of women have issues.
Yeah.
Don't they? I mean, it's a, you know, I'm trying to say it in the nicest possible way. Surely they should be able to get help right at the beginning of those issues before they become more serious.
Well, I spoke to a Wellington woman, Catherine Kohler. She has been experiencing debilitating migraines, getting her period every 2 weeks, sometimes even more regularly for months now. She's exhausted. She's exasperated. You know, her GP said she couldn't be referred for specialist care, and she told me, like she can't keep doing this. Something has to happen. She just wants answers.
Well, I was trying to say that sensitively, that women do have woman issues, don't they? I mean, you know, and surely they should be able to. I mean, the gynecologist is the person that fixes them.
Well, look, you know, I'll say it, Nick, but, you know, if you're getting your period every 2 weeks or sometimes even more frequently,
you've got a problem.
That, you'd hope that you could see a specialist.
100%. For that. And I'm down with that. I know it's a sensitive issue for a young woman to talk to an older guy about, but, I mean, that's just, for me, that's crazy because I don't think I've ever met a sister, auntie, friend, wife that doesn't have some issues. And they need to go to a gynecologist like that.
Totally. Like, it's a very shared experience. And the more women I talk to about it, the clearer that becomes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on. A very sad story about a man who was sentenced last month for hitting and killing a pedestrian on the Dixon Street February last year. What is this case about, George?
Yeah, I attended this sentencing and it was really emotional. It was really moving. Declan Curley, 37, was struck and killed on Dixon Street, that's aged 37, in the early hours of the morning on February 12, 2022. And his life was cut short just as he was making plans to return to Ireland. He's an Irish national with his partner Sam and her daughter. And it seemed like he was a father to her daughter. He called him Daddy. His father, Tommy, had died suddenly at the end of last year before the sentencing could happen, so he wasn't there to sort of see justice be served, and his family says that he died of a broken heart. So drink driver Callum Wither was sentenced to 12 months home detention. He earlier pleaded guilty to charges of dangerous driving, causing death, and driving with excess breath alcohol. Now, 12 months home detention, I'm sure you can imagine, was not received very well by the family. The judge acknowledged that, you know, that his friends and family would be disappointed with anything short of a prison sentence. But just to explain what the judge thought, he had to weigh that up against the risk to the community of whether or not getting the help he needed in prison.
Oh, George, I can't talk about that. That just infuriates me. Thank you, as always. It just infuriates me that we don't take things seriously like this. Drives me nuts. Thanks, George. Appreciate you coming in. Georgina Campbell, New Zealand Herald's Wellington's Issues reporter.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to News Talk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.